So much has changed over the last few weeks, hasn't it? Our world has been turned upside down. It's no wonder that some of us feel confused or anxious or disorientated. And I guess that's how the disciples probably felt on that first Pentecost. What an extraordinary few weeks they'd had as well. I think our first lockdown service was Palm Sunday, wasn't it? And here we are now at Pentecost, so we can reflect on the similar time period that we've been experiencing these strange circumstances in our lives, as the same time period the disciples experienced this strange period in their lives as well. On that Palm Sunday, they'd entered into Jerusalem with Jesus receiving a hero's welcome. They'd watched him turning the tables over in the temple. They'd seen Jesus arrested and falsely tried, the people of Jerusalem turning against him, baying for his blood. Jesus tortured, crucified, dying an agonizing death. And then they'd run away, only to hear about the resurrection, then coming face to face with Jesus in the flesh again. And then they'd spent another month with him, doing what no one really knows. And then there was the ascension into heaven. The disciples must have been so confused, so emotionally exhausted, not knowing what on earth was coming next. So here we find them gathered together, and it's Pentecost. And Pentecost was a Jewish festival, a major festival first recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 16. It was a celebration of the harvest. And the disciples were back together again to celebrate Pentecost, perhaps looking forward to the stability of a religious festival that they all knew so well, ready to meet with God as they'd always done. But things are different now. And God uses this moment to fulfill his promise and send the Holy Spirit upon them. And this Pentecost moment was a moment of fulfillment, a moment when the promise of Jesus to send the Spirit came true. Pentecost is a time of fulfillment, as the Spirit of God comes on us to empower us. And Pentecost is a time for us to receive God's abundant blessings as well. This year, in the midst of a very chaotic and uncertain time. In John chapter 10, verse 10, John says, "I have come so that you may have life in all its fullness." And here in Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost, we see an overflowing of God into the experience of human beings. And in that moment of pure abundance, that fullness, as the abundant Spirit falls upon them all, each and every person hears the good news in their own language. The abundance of God is personal. When the Spirit comes in abundance, he comes to us and we receive him in our own language, which is to say, we receive God each according to our own need. Whatever you need God to be for you right now, he will respond to that and he will be that for you. Each one of us experiences the fullness of God, the abundance of God, as we need to in this moment. And yet, despite the individualism of God's Spirit meeting each one of us in our need, there's also a community response as well. As God meets with you, as God meets with me, so a new community is being born, a community of people who have been met by God and know what it is to receive and bathe in his Holy Spirit. The reality is that we all speak different languages. We may all experience God in different ways. But the Spirit makes us one community, joined in fellowship by our one common experience of God. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all. The Holy Spirit has made us one, as one community. Even though we may experience God in different ways, we are here for one another during these difficult times. And St. Andrew's continues to be a community of love, support and encouragement. So this Pentecost Sunday is a day to celebrate. We celebrate the community of St. Andrew's, a community of the Holy Spirit, a community of love. And we also celebrate our experience of God, who comes to us and meets with us just how we are and empowers us to be the people that he wants us to be, so that we may truly know what it is to have life in all its fullness.